ability.
My name is Toby Newman. I come from the Netherlands, Holland. I left Holland 1.5 years ago, and then I became newcomer here in Arreville, and just 2 months ago I became Arrevillian, and I'm very happy with it. My work is now L'Avenir. I'm overall coordinator of L'Avenir, and in L'Avenir I also have the task force water, and that is all the people who know a lot about water come together. And besides that, I'm working for Water Harvest. I'm executive for Water Harvest. When we start talking about water, there is a lot we can say. At the present, and if we look at the history and we compare that with the present, then you see that gradually people came here and gradually communities start to emerge, and they all needed water, not only for drinking and cooking and washing themselves, but also for the gardens and some even for agriculture. What people mostly did is making a borewell and connect that to their house and to their fields. And so the systems gradually started to grow. And that is still the present situation, that most of the communities have one or two borewells and have more or less a system of pipes which go into houses and even to their fields. If we look at a larger scale around Arreville, then you see that the groundwater, what we use, is also being used by the population around us. And what is eye-catching there is that it is mainly used, the water, the groundwater, for irrigation of the fields, for the rice and for the bananas and the coconuts. And a lot of water is being extracted from the ground. There is much more water extracted than this rainfall is coming in. So we have a serious situation that the groundwater is depleting. And because of the depletion of the groundwater, the salt water of the sea is coming in, and that's called salinated water is coming in. So we have a double problem in the groundwater. It's getting lower, and salt water is coming in. So in the long term, that will cause quite a big problem for Arreville, what we have to solve. But the long run is not 20 years. It is 4, 5, 6 years from now that will occur. So it's quite close by. If we look at the water resources, there are mainly four. There's rainwater. There's wastewater, there's still groundwater, and there is seawater. The groundwater is depleting, so we have to do something, perhaps an artificial charge, but we have also to look at rainwater, wastewater, and seawater, what can supply us water. Wastewater is dirty. There, if you have enough money, you can treat it to drinking water, but it is quite difficult. Most of the houses have an own wastewater tank, and that's one or two or three tanks connected, and wastewater is going from one to the other tank, and in the meanwhile the sludge is going down, and in the end of it, the water is very well usable for gardening and even irrigation for fields. Most of the communities have a system like this, but if you look at the different systems, there are quite a lot different systems. If you look at the quality of the water which comes out, they are quite different. Some systems are very well maintained, some systems are not. So it's a bit of a chaos if we look at the total wastewater system. For different situations, you have the best wastewater treatment. So you cannot say most wastewater systems which are being used here, the watt systems and the buff tanks, they are quite okay. The whole idea is that we have just a limited number of pumps at the moment for groundwater, and we make a distribution system around those wells to connect where we want to build the city. We see that if it's residential zone, the plans are in quite advanced at the moment, if that grows in numbers, then we make there a centralized supply water system. The distribution system is also very nice when you start with desalinated water. Then you have one point where you can connect your desalinated water for the whole system. So gradually in the future we will grow in the supply towards a centralized supply system. On the wastewater, it will be different. For the moment, we still have quite a decentralized system, because if you want to transport wastewater, it is quite expensive. We need the water for gardening, so you need to transport it back. And all that transport is very expensive, and we need the water just around us. So if we have a decentralized wastewater treatment system, that is quite okay for the moment. When the city really becomes big and the space is getting less, then you think in more centralized systems. Well, that we are just a little bit in the middle in our planning. Rainwater, we are thinking of making building conditions that you say 10% of the rainwater should be caught and used for the gardens. But that will be part of Lavenir for the building.
Just for the gardens?
Yes, mainly for the gardening.
Why?
If you say only for the garden, then that implies that it can be used for something else, like toilets and things like that. Yes, rainwater can be used for toilets, can be used for washing, but we have to be careful. Rainwater is not drinking water. It needs treatment. And every time when you use rainwater for in-house purposes, the chance is there that it can be used for cooking or drinking, especially children or misconnections and things like that. So we have to be very careful. Our line is use rainwater for gardening. And we are not in a stage yet that we say rainwater can be used for drinking water or other purposes. That needs a little bit more investigation. Seawater, well, if we look 20 years back, it was really in development. If you look at this moment, many countries have desalinated water. If you look at especially the Middle East, those countries, if you look in countries in the north of South America, the islands and things like that, a lot of desalinated seawater is being used. It gets cheaper, it gets better. So the technology is really high speed at this point. But still there are a few problems to desalinate water. First is power. You need a lot of power. The second is you have a lot of waste, salts and things like that, the minerals which you get out of the water has to go back into the sea, and that's quite a lot. And the third thing, what is a problem, is that there is no communal support for it. That also we have to look at it. But we think that the power point can be dealt with wind energy. We think that the waste of that we can also use for other things, perhaps even sell souls and things like this. And step by step, we try to make the negative part of desalinated as little as possible. But it is not yet decided thing yet. We really have to discuss. We don't have much new technology here. You have to see that to develop new technology in water treatment that is quite expensive. Only the larger water companies can do this. So there is not much really technological research in treatment of water. There is some, the CSR, but it is not so much at the moment. There are many places in Auroville where rainwater is being catched, where research is done for irrigation, drip irrigation, where research is done for the behavior of the aquifers. First, of course, water harvest. That is one of the main units in Auroville with research about all kinds of water, rainwater, stormwater, groundwater, surface water. All. The second with harvest is CSR. There's also a lot of research in wastewater. There was also a unit which produces the wastewater treatment systems. Mm-hmm. So that's a very interesting one. Palmyra, Jürgen with his laboratory, a lot of research. They know the quality of the water here from rainwater, groundwater, wherever water is used. Of course, Aquadin, they have a special kind of the dynamization of water. A lot of research has gone into it, from how water behaves under the different kinds of energy fields. Very interesting. So there are many possibilities in Auroville to know more about water. And let me say one thing. In Auroville, we are quite okay with water. There's not much runoff of water. Most of the water is caught here. And check dams are everywhere built. But if we see the behavior of an individual Aurovillian, still a lot of water is used. In the West, it is normal that 150 liters a person a day. Here, it's more or less 350, 400. So it's three times as much. And these are the things we really have to take care of, that goes down, that our behavior pattern with water, that we really look into this.
Auroville wants to be the bridge between the past and the future, taking advantage of all discoveries from without and from within. Oroville will boldly spring towards future realizations. The Mother.